Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hi, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. We have made it to the top of page 286. Yes, we have. Hello, people out there. How are you doing? I'm just killing time for no reason in particular. Okay, so the first word in this episode is countershading. Again, we have many counter words that are all one word. Countershading, noun from 1896, cryptic coloration of an animal with parts normally in shadow being light and parts normally illuminated being dark, thereby reducing shadows and contours. I feel like I need to look more into this and possibly post a picture of this. So, wait a minute. Would a tiger have counter shading where there's light and dark spots? Cryptic coloration of an animal with parts normally... How does it know that some parts are normally in shadow, so they make those light, and then some parts are normally illuminated and make those dark? So that it looks like it's all equal? Is that what is happening here? I don't know. All right, so the sound effect I posted on social media yesterday. You haven't even heard it yet. You have no idea. That didn't make any sense. I just asked, hey, do you have any suggestions on a sound effect for me? Because I can't think of any. And a couple people mentioned this one. If you know, you know. It's a little bit more on the adult side. But if you don't know that, then you won't know. I didn't need to even say anything. I could have just said it. Oh, well, whatever. Anyway, the sound effect is shwing. It's the sound a sword makes when you pull it out of its sheath. The next word is countersign, S-I-G-N, noun from 1591. One, a signature attesting the authenticity of a document already signed by another. So, somebody signed a document, and then to attest, to prove that that is authentic, somebody else signs it, I think. Two, a sign given in reply to another, specifically a military secret signal that must be given by one wishing to pass a guard. I don't think it has to just be military, but I guess the military use it a lot. Are there lots of secret military signals that us civilians don't know about? What's the secret handshake? It's just called a countersign. Countersign is also a transitive verb, and countersignature, pronounced multiple ways, that is a noun. Shwing! Next word is countersink. And yes, this is one word. In my mind, I just think this would be a sink in a counter in your kitchen. I don't know. This is the first form. This first form is the transitive verb from 1816. By the way, the past form is countersunk. Countersunk. One, to make a countersink on. And the thing that you would be putting this countersink on is a hole. So I'm already confused. Two, to set the head of at or below the surface. And the thing that has the head that you were doing this with would be a screw. So to set the head of a screw at or below the surface, countersinking. It's being sunk into the counter or below, I guess. And let's see, to make a countersink on a hole. Interesting. That's the number one. All right. Well, let's move on to the next word, shwing. It is the second form of countersink, noun from 1816, same year as the last one. which makes sense. I'm glad that they are the same year. If they were not the same year, I would be very confused. One, a bit or drill for making a funnel-shaped enlargement at the outer end of a drilled hole. And then there is a picture of this countersink. There's two different kinds of these bits or drills. And I will try to visually describe them to you. I will maybe also post a picture if I feel like it. So let's see. Normally, a drill bit for like just putting a screwdriver in, it's very parallel. The sides of the thing are parallel. It's just a straight line with a tiny little point at the end. And then, of course, it's got the things along the sides of it, the threads to make it drill through. This one, though, it goes straight for a while, and then at the end, it flares out maybe 45 degrees, and then just for a little bit, and then it comes back to a point, again, probably about 45 degrees. So it's got a very wide point. It's kind of the shape of a pyramid at the end of this bit. But in addition, it can't just be flush. It has to be able to dig into the wood or whatever. So it has jagged edges along this pyramid-shaped thing. I don't know. It's probably a terrible description. Then there's another version of this countersink. It has a similar shape, but instead of the jagged edges, it has like one big part that's like scooped out of it. So then it creates like a real sharp edge. I should probably post pictures of these so you can understand it. So the point of this thing is to make they call it a funnel shaped. Yeah, it's shaped like a funnel, kind of. And pyramid funnel, same thing, basically. I mean, the pyramids are basically just big funnels. So you want to make a big hole, but just at the surface of it, not through the whole thing. Okay, number two is the enlargement made by a countersink. So you countersink a countersink into a counter, and it makes a countersink. Shwing! Next word is counter spy, noun from 1939, a spy engaged in counter espionage. And if you want to hear about counter-espionage, you have to go back 1, 2, 3 episodes, I believe. Yes. Okay. Espionage. Shawing. Next word is counter-stain. S-T-A-I-N. Transitive verb from 1895. To stain as a microscopy specimen so as to color parts as the cytoplasm of cells, not colored by another stain, as a nuclear stain. So without the parentheses, it says, to stain so as to color parts not colored by another stain. And then, of course, it gave examples of what all those things are. Counter stain is also a noun. You counter stain with a counter stain. Shwing! Next word is counter tenor. Noun from the 15th century, a tenor with an unusually high range, as an alto range. Well, if they are... Oh, I guess that means that they can... it's not that they are in the alto range. It's that they can go into the alto range. So they're still in the tenor area, but they have such a wide range that they can also go into alto. But what if they have an unusually low range, like they can go into the baritone? Would that have a different name? So this is from Middle English, contratenor, which means part balancing the tenor. So they balance each other out. That's pretty much all it is. Yeah. The three counter tenors. Showing. Bada 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 showing. Next word is countertop. Noun from 1897. The flat working surface on top of waist-level kitchen cabinets. I made some hot chocolate before I recorded because I'm an adult and it's winter and it's well below freezing outside. It's not terribly cold here, but I made some and I'm going to have a sip of it right now. And I have vegan Dandy's marshmallows in it that I shall eat later. So, next, did I say the shwing? The shwing. Shwing. Next is counter trade, noun from 1976, a form of international trade in which purchases made by an importing nation are linked to offsetting purchases made by the exporting nation. Exports and stuff like that. Form of international trade in which purchases made by an importing nation are linked to an offsetting. So the importing and exporting, they're counterbalanced. Yeah. Shwing! Next is counter-transference. Transference. Noun from 1920. One, psychological transference, especially by a psychotherapist during the course of treatment, especially the psychotherapist's reactions to the patient's transference. I have heard of transference in this context, but I'm not entirely sure. Is that when you're like transferring your feelings onto something else? I'm not sure. But this is counter transference. So psychological experts, sometimes I have to reread these to fully get what's going on. But it's especially the therapist's reactions to the patient's transference. That's why it's counter, I guess. Two, the complex of feelings of a psychotherapist toward the patient. So the psychotherapist is transferring their feelings onto the patient, toward the patient. So there's transference going on both sides. That's why it's counter-transference. Again. Shwing! Next word is countervail, V-A-I-L, verb from the 14th century, starting with transitive. One, to compensate for. Two is archaic. I feel like that first one might have been archaic too. To compensate for, countervail. Well, maybe the etymology will help us out. Number two is archaic. The synonyms are equal and match. Three, to exert force against. And the synonym is counteract. And then one intransitive definition, to exert force against an opposing and often bad or harmful force or influence. So the etymology from Anglo-French, contra, which means counter, that's the whole opposite thing, which we've been reading for the last four or five episodes, and then also valoir, which means to be worth, V-A-L-O-I-R, to be worth. So is it the opposite of something that to be worth? Also from Latin, valere, and there's more at the word wield. Wield, like you're wielding a sword. A sword that goes shwing! Okay, that's good enough for that. Shwing! Next word is counter view, noun from 1590. One is archaic. The synonym is confrontation. Counterview, confrontation. And number two, an opposite point of view. Well, you know, you've got your point of view on that subject, but I would like to tell you my counterview on that, if I could please do that. Shwing! Next word is counterweight, noun from 1693, an equivalent weight or force. And that's the end of that. The synonym is counterbalance. And didn't we have one in the last episode that the synonym was also counterbalance? Yes, counterpoise. Counterbalance, counterpoise, counterweight. Counterweight is also a transitive verb. Shwing! Next is, okay, no more counter words. We now have countess. Count, E-S-S. Noun from the 12th century. One, the wife or widow of an earl or count. I think it's kind of interesting. I mean, I guess if the earl or count dies, then they're a widow, but do you have to say widow? Can't you just say wife? I guess if you want to specify, like, I guess, would some people think that when the earl or count died, then they're not a countess anymore? But you have to be specific to say, yes, they do stay a countess when the earl or count dies. Just like an earl or count stays an earl or count when the wife dies. Why isn't there a female version of the word earl? Is there? A count and countess, why is it earl and countess? Is it should be earless? Or maybe they we don't need the genderized words. Number two, a woman who holds in her own right, aha, the rank of earl or count, but they're still called a countess. Why can't they be called an earl or a count? I still don't understand this. Okay. Showing. Next word is countian. Count with an I-A-N. Noun from the 15th century. A native or resident of a usually specified county. That county, it's specified usually. And our last word, showing. Showing, showing. It is counting house. All one word. It's the house where they do the counting. Noun from the 15th century. A building, room, or office used for keeping books and transacting business. It's like a bank. Okay, so the words in this episode were countershading, countersign, countersink, countersink, counterspy, counterstain, countertenor, countertop, countertrade, countertransference, countervail, counterview, counterweight, countess, countian, and counting house. It's very difficult to pick one. I did like the counter shading. I think camouflage is fascinating. Let's see. Was there anything else that I liked better than that? Countertenor, the singing, that was kind of interesting. Didn't know that that existed. Countertops, I mean, you can't do much without countertops, can you? Countertransference, that was a fascinating one. Yeah, I think I'm just going to pick countershading as the word of the episode. And maybe on the social media in like a couple of weeks, I will post a picture of that there to see what it looks like. I'm a tiger. I have countershading because I need to camouflage. I think that's fine. All right. We're just going to end it. Thank you very much for listening, and until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.